Okay, so we come to the compassion part of the meditation for the day. And this is a continuation of the Four Immeasurables. So I'd like to share a meditation of compassion in the form of the Tonglen practice that Glenn explained a couple of days ago, of taking and giving, taking somebody else's suffering and giving one's own happiness in order to crush this self-cherishing mind. And you can do this in various ways. To be honest, I can't remember which one Glenn explained, but you can do it with the... Okay, so what I'll do tonight is... maybe I should just go through the process a little bit quick first, so you can repeat that. You're visualizing a person in front of you, and if you know this person, you know what kind of suffering he or she has, and you can visualize that in the form of that suffering. You visualize in the form of black smoke inside their body, and then you generate a strong wish to take on that suffering, to alleviate that person from that suffering. And then you use the in-breath to sort of drag that black smoke out of that person, to collect it in a black cloud in front of you. And then after that you generate this sense of self-cherishing, which I'll explain a little bit further in the meditation, as a hard black rock. It sort of symbolizes this sort of hard, rough feeling of not wanting to share, just wanting to be, keep it, you know, protect yourself or keep the good things to yourself, that sort of attitude. So what you do then is you do one long in-breath and you take this suffering, this black smoke inside of you, and you're visualizing that when it comes in contact with this hard black rock, you imagine this huge explosion, just visualize the best kind of special effect from the movies you can ever imagine, you know, or like a cartoon thing, you know. It really goes boom, like completely eliminates this black smoke and this hard black rock. And then you will, this will be transformed into white light, which you will further give to this person. And you imagine any kind of happiness, mundane or spiritual or whatever it might be, and you just give this to this person. And of course, this being a visualization, and we're using symbols here. I'd like to say the things that Tenzin Palmo, which is one of my biggest inspirations in Tibetan Buddhism, she explained it quite well. It wasn't particular with this Tonglen practice, but using symbols in order to have a stronger impact on the mind, especially the subtle mind. She said something that the more subtle mind is not really interested in verbal logic, like words or intellectual understanding. Its language is more of symbols and images. So perhaps this is a effective way to try to have some kind of impact on the more subtle mind. And I find that very interesting. So I think this is a way to speak to the deeper level of the mind, perhaps, using symbols in various ways. And I think back in the old days, you know, like back in history, you know, it's always in different kinds of rituals, you're using different kinds of symbols. And I think this is perhaps a way to... It's a different kind of language. So that's why we're using these kind of strong symbols of black and white and all that kind of stuff. But again, you can do this Tonglen practice in various ways. I think perhaps we can do another one later on in a slightly different way. And this is something that you can do not only to others, but you can actually do it to yourself as well, as a kind of healing practice, in a way. So visualizing yourself either at the present moment, but if you feel that you have some kind of suffering that you're carrying around, mental or physical, and visualizing yourself and taking on your own suffering. And I think in this way you will affect that. First of all, giving love to yourself, I think that's a very important thing. And it might not be so easy at all times to be kind to oneself. So I think for that part it's very good. And also I think if this can also be done, I'd like to do it, you know, visualizing myself as in an earlier age when I had problems, and maybe this is something that I still carry around with me. So, for example, if I had a traumatic incident when I was 12 or something, I can visualize myself 12 years old with this suffering and take that on as well. I think this could also be a kind of a healing practice. So yeah, but then again, speaking of healing, this, I think Glenn mentioned this as well, that primarily this practice is not a healing practice when you're visualizing a friend or somebody in front of you. This is more about trying to generate a positive attitude basically within yourself. So, but then if it has some kind of healing property on some kind of a metaphysical level, I have no idea. I'm definitely open to that, but yeah, I cannot comment more on that. So okay, we'll do a couple of examples in this tonight. So see where it goes. But I'll give you the instructions for the whole practice, so you can just listen to me and visualize. So okay. So have yourself a good seat. And as always, take a few minutes to settle the body and the mind in its natural state of relaxation, of stillness. And bring more clarity and stability to the mind by focusing on the breath for a few minutes. So again, this practice is a way to, this Tonglen practice is a way to generate compassion to others. So I'd like you to visualize in front of you somebody close to you, somebody that you call a friend. And try to feel that person's presence in front of you. To help you to visualize that person more clearly, perhaps you can visualize this person in their home environment, the clothes they usually wear, and even if you can't get a clear picture, perhaps the most important thing is try to feel their presence, that they are there in front of you. And while visualizing this person, also bring to mind any kind of suffering that this person is carrying, whether it be physical suffering or mental suffering. And bring that to mind and visualize that suffering in the form of black smoke inside their body. Black, thick smoke that weighs them down. That stops them from fulfilling themselves. Black smoke that stops them from wanting to be who they are, who they want to be. And then generate a strong wish of how wonderful it would be if they were free of that suffering. How relieved they would be to see them. How wonderful it would be to see them free of that suffering. And also generate your willingness to actually take that on. Even if it would mean that you're actually taking on their suffering and make it your own suffering so that you would have to deal with it. And so now use 5 or 6 in-breaths. And with each in-breath, you have the wish that may you be free of that suffering and its causes. With each in-breath, you take out more and more of that black smoke. And it's collected in a cloud in front of you. So you can start now visualizing and drawing that black smoke out of them into a cloud in front of you. May you be well and happy. And make sure that all that black smoke is out of the body, that they're free of all of that. And now you have that black smoke in front of you. And if you do feel some resistance on taking that in because it might complicate your life, this might be the self-cherishing mind resisting that feeling of not really wanting to make it your own suffering. So that feeling of resistance, you can imagine that as a black, hard rock at the center of your chest. And then when you feel ready, just before you do it, I'll just give you the instructions. When you draw in that smoke in one long in-breath, and when that black smoke comes in contact with that hard black rock, imagine this huge explosion completely eliminating the hard rock and the black smoke. And it completely disappears. Without a trace. So you can do that now. What is left from that explosion is just warm, beautiful white light filling your entire body. Completely filling you up, every part, every inch of your body. And you look at this person in front of you, relieved, happy, being free of that suffering. And if you know this person well, perhaps you know what this person would love to have in order to fulfill their lives. So using this white, beautiful light to give them all that. Just imagine any kind, material or spiritual, inner qualities, whatever it might be. Using 5 or 6 out-breaths. With each out-breath, you're visualizing this white light, symbolizing all this happiness that you would like to give to this person. And imagine that they're receiving all that with each out-breath. May you have happiness and its causes. And you imagine them becoming more and more fulfilled, filled with this white light, filling their entire body. And you visualize them moving lightly and freely in this world. Happy and fulfilled by receiving all that happiness that they would love to have. And then you're visualizing that person turning around and look at you with a big smile and says, thank you very much. And then with a feeling of contentment and joy, you can let this person slip into the back of your mind. Just dissolving. And then instead you can bring to mind a person that you don't know well. Perhaps the person sitting beside you in this kompa, or in front of you. Or perhaps some stranger at work, or somebody that you've seen here in Dharamkot or McLeod Ganj. And visualize that person. And perhaps, since you don't know this person, you can only imagine some kind of suffering that he or she is carrying around. Everybody has something that they're carrying around, something that weighs them down, stopping them from being fulfilled. And you can imagine that suffering in the form of black smoke filling their entire body. And with a heartfelt wish, may you be free of that suffering and its causes. Using the in-breath to take that smoke out of them and collect it in a black cloud in front of you, using 5 or 6 in-breaths. And the more you take out of that smoke from them, the more relieved they become. And when you have collected all that black smoke in front of you, generate this willingness to actually take on their suffering. But if you feel that there is some resistance to that for some reason, that you don't really want to do it, it might just be the self-cherishing mind speaking. That feeling of not wanting to care or share, really. So that feeling you can imagine as a black hard rock in the center of your chest. And then in the same way, with one long in-breath, you take that smoke inside, and when it touches, comes in contact with this black rock, immediately eliminated in a huge explosion, leaving nothing but white light. So whenever you feel ready, go for it. And while your whole body is completely filled with this white light, you see this person in front of you, relieved from their suffering. And you can only imagine what kind of happiness they would love to receive in order to have a fulfilling life, a meaningful life, a happy life. And just imagine anything kind of beautiful that you would like to give to this person. Just give away all that beautiful white light with each out-breath. Until this person is completely filled with that light. With each out-breath, a strong wish, may you be well and happy. And may you find the causes for that happiness. Using 5 or 6 out-breaths. And with a sense of joy, you watch this person being free of their suffering, filled with happiness. And they turn around and look at you with a big smile, very grateful. And they say, thank you very much. And then just rest in this feeling of contentment of having been able to help another person.